Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast. I'm John Norman, and today bringing you two exclusive interviews and reaction from both the England and South Africa camps with less than 48 hours to go until the first T20 in Cape Town. Over the course of the show, you'll hear from England's Johnny Bairstow in conversation with our very own Darren Goff, as well as the South African fast bowler Morne Morkel, who spoke on TalkSport 2. As well as this, you'll hear from England's Jason Roy and South Africa batsman Rassie van der Dusen. So much to cram into the next 15 minutes or so, and you're listening to Following On. Well, welcome to the show, and a reminder, you can hear live and exclusive radio commentary of England against South Africa in their three T20s and three ODIs over on TalkSport 2. It all gets underway on Friday, coverage starting at 3 o'clock. But let's begin with an exclusive interview between TalkSport's Darren Goff and his former teammate, the Yorkshire and England batsman, Johnny Bairstow. The full interview will be released as a podcast on Sunday, so keep an eye out for that on the Following On feed. And we'll also bring some of it to you in the build-up to that first T20 on Friday. But let's bring you a short snippet where Johnny discusses his place in the batting order, the strength and depth of the England white ball squad, and the current tour with South Africa.
Do you think, Johnny, the way I look at it from the outside, I think sometimes flexibility can cause problems. And what I mean by that is, but you can bat anywhere in any batting lineup, and you've proved that. You've batted at one and you've batted at seven, right? So do you, when you look at your game, in all forms of the game, I'm talking, not just Test cricket, where do you want to bat? Do you want to bat at seven in Test cricket? Do you want to bat one in ODI cricket? Do you want to bat middle order? Where do you see your best role? Not necessarily where you will end up, but what do you see for your best role?
Oh, I think that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I think that that's something that changes over a period of time. When you're talking about where's your ideal place, I mean, your ideal place is where you've scored the most runs, where you've contributed the most, where you've affected the game the most. So, as I say, that's not in my hands currently. I'm sure you can appreciate that that's difficult for me to answer. I'll let you when I've hung up the call, you can discuss that.
Don't worry, we will discuss it. You're an ongoing discussion, Johnny Bairstow, whether it be Test cricket or One Day Internationals or T20. So, we know in one-day cricket and T20 cricket, England are absolutely an amazing team. They've got so much strength in depth. We've seen players coming back who have not been in the squad for many, many years. We've seen a player in Milan who's ranked really high up in the rankings. I think he's ranked one, isn't he, Johnny? And he might struggle to get into the starting 11. It must be great when you have actually got that competition within to get a place in the starting 11.
Yeah, and I think that's a very fortunate place to be in. We're talking about England in a white ball team. You've got like Wokesy Rooty that are not in the T20 squad currently, but they're integral parts of the ODI team. So now pick the bones out of that. Pick the bones out of that. It's amazing, and yeah, each day when you're at training, you're watching people and you go, that's good. Or someone might be watching you and they're going, geez, how do you do that? Or, and continuously developing and learning off each other is a huge bit of it. And the likes of Tom Banton going across to work with Baz McCullum at KKR, with Morgs, with Pat Cummins, with Andre Russell, it's surely going to help England in the next 6 weeks, 6 months, 6 years.
I think it works both ways, though, Johnny. I really do, because what happens is, back in our day, and I go back to our day, it was almost like it was a surprise when you played against the opposition. You didn't quite know their game. You can look at videos, you might see a weakness, and you can work on it. But with you guys now, travelling all around the world, in those dressing rooms with mixed people from different countries, you all work out each other's weakness as well, don't you?
I love that. You're back in our day.
Always ask. Hey, it will always come out of the bag.
Back in our day, we did this. Yeah, of course, but that's where you're ever evolving your game. So a perceived weakness might actually, from their side of things that you may have seen in the Nets, might actually be a strength of yours that you've had over a period of time. I'm sure you'd have been setting people up left, right and centre. I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure about him here, but thank you.
I'd have been writing it all down with Johnny Mee, don't worry. It'd have been in my cricket case for future reference. All right, just onto the series quickly. I mean, Johnny, I mean, it's T20. It's a massive, massive couple of years for you boys. And there's some serious pace on show, isn't there, in two sides? I mean, whether it be England with Archer Wood and Ollie Stone and South Africa with Nokia and Rabada and Ngidi, there's some pace in the two teams, isn't there?
I wish you were out here, Coffey. It'd have been class to hear you. Little bit of neck. That's quick. there really is. And it's not very much fun facing them in the net, just to be really honest with you, Goffey.
Johnny Bairstow, conversation with TalkSport's Goffey. And as I say, to hear the full interview, listen to Sunday's Following On podcast, where they discuss a lot more. And Johnny Bairstow does a few impressions of Goffey along the way. Anyway, from one former international fast bowler in Goffey to another in Morning Morkel, the South African gearing to play in the Big Bash with the Brisbane Heat. He joined Paul Coit on Sportsdown TalkSport 2 to look ahead to the series.
Do you get itchy feet, though, when you're watching South Africa play and think, you know, maybe I shouldn't have retired, maybe I should still be in? Do you watch that and feel that way?
Always. I think it'll be part of me. You know, for me, South Africa is obviously my own country, although I'm living in Australia now, but still, you know, passionate about it. And, you know, I think as South Africans, we just love sport. So whenever I see the boys out in the field, you know, for about 20 minutes, you get that sort of feeling where you wish you're on the field. But I think, you know, I've had my time now. I had a fantastic career and, you know, sort of ended in the right way. And then, you know, when I joined Surrey, those 3 years was magical for me. And yeah, I'm sort of in the next chapter now, but yeah, always support the boys.
Sure.
You know, great to watch them play.
Thing is though, Morning, I kind of imagine that it's probably better that you're not involved with all the things that are going on with South African cricket at the moment.
Yeah, there's a lot of off-field stuff, a lot of off-field noises, you know, at the moment. But, you know, that was sort of part of the game, or part of our sort of setup, you know, even when I was playing. And I think, you know, that the core or the sort of culture in that group is strong enough to block out those sort of stuff that's happening behind the scenes. You know, knowing Mark Boucher quite well, you know, he's a coach that's quite street smart. So that will be a key thing for them is, you know, they can't control what's happening with the board and what's happening, you know, behind the scenes. So
sure.
For those guys, you know, the main thing for them is to play good cricket, because we know South Africa is doing well in sport. We saw that the rugby that unites the country, you know, that's fantastic for the country. So, I mean, their main goal, their main focus will be to focus on playing, winning cricket. And, you know, it's a great opportunity now. I mean, we haven't had any cricket the entire year. So,
sure.
You know, to play a quality series now against England, although it will be, you know, sadly behind closed doors, you know, it'll be great for us and for the country.
I've got to ask you that. I mean, does it affect you? I mean, we can say you go out and then you put all the worries behind there, but, you know, there's the positive COVID test there, there's the problems behind the scenes, and then we're hearing now a surprise about the team that are not going to take the knee, which seems quite surprising with South Africa's history, etc. Does this affect players, though? Can they leave that all in the dressing room when they go out on the field?
I think that's the importance of your senior players. You know, I was quite fortunate when I was involved that we had strong senior leaders, you know, and it's now their time to step up. And, you know, I was also on that sort of in that sort of boat, you know, when I was sort of the back end of my career as a senior player, where, you know, it's important for those guys to stand up. And that's going to be the same now. You know, like I said, it's stuff that we you can't control. And I know it's sort of a cliche, you know, sort of phrase to say you can't control that. But,
you know,
I mean, those guys, the main thing is now is to go and win games of cricket. And, you know, I sort of listened to the interview with, of Russie, and, you know, they like I said, they're hungry to play cricket. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, that needs to be the winner. You know, other stuff we can't control. And I'll just let the
bat get out there and play.
Talking.
Get out there and play.
Exactly.
Look,
exactly.
We were talking there and we're about the possibility that England are going to be a little tired there, as Russie mentioned, because not only with all the games over here and also, be you know, of course, behind closed doors, and then everybody self-isolating, and then they've got then a lot of them go over and play in the IPL as well. Do you think this is going to be the case? Is this going to help South Africa?
They're playing in Cape Town. So whenever you, I don't know if you've been to South Africa in Cape Town. Cape Town re-energizes you. So it's no, I mean, that of Cape Town is beautiful. So I mean, I've been speaking to a couple of the England boys just to do, I mean, Jason Roy, obviously, you know, quite good mates with them. And you know, I think they're having a great time. Yes, the bubble and, you know, that hub life is challenging. But, you know, those guys, they've got so much to keep themselves busy with. And like I said, it's a new hotel now for a couple of weeks. It's luckily, it's a short sort of tour. It's a couple of ODIs, a couple of T20s. So it's not like a long, you know, test match stint where you're going to be, you know, a long period away from home. So I reckon, you know, nowadays those guys, they know how to switch on, how to switch off. And, you know, just looking from outside, you know, England, they're a solid unit. You know, they've got a great thing going in their team. So I'm pretty sure, you know, they'll know how to go about their things, and when as soon as they step onto the field across the boundary rope, you know, that will be a game face on.
Three games of each their morning, so we've got the ODIs, we've got the T20s as well.
Yeah.
We've got it live here on TalkSport too, so nobody in South Africa will hear what you say right now. So what do you think? How do you think it's going to go?
Look, I've got an Australian residency, so I'm actually qualified as Australian.
Okay. So there's two reasons you don't want England to win then.
No, I'm joking. No, I sort of thought about it last night. You know, for me, you know, England, they've played cricket. You know, I think they just game fit at the moment. Yes,
sure.
You know, South Africa haven't played a lot of cricket, but I thought, you know, the players for me in the IPL, Faf, Rabada, Norkia, all those guys, you know, put their hand up, they did really well. So, you know, there's going to be some amazing matchups, I reckon, in the series. You know, our bowling attack against the quality of the England sort of batting lineup. You know, for me, it would be interesting to see sort of the lineups that Africa, you know, what they're going to go with. They're starting 11.
What do you reckon, Monty? What do you reckon?
Yeah, I reckon they're going to try and hit him with pace. I need to. I mean, that sort of batting lineup, you need to take wickets. You know, so I reckon we're going to see Norkia, Ngidi, Rabada, you know, those guys teaming in. And yeah, so that's good. It's a mouth-watering sort of matchup. And then, yeah, I reckon, you know, from there, sort of take the pace off the ball with Shamsi. I mean, he's a quality sort of left-arm leg spinner. So yeah, it's going to be amazing.
That was a former South Africa fast bowler, Morne Moorcourt, speaking with Paul Coit on Sports Day on TalkSport 2. Now let's bring you more reaction from the South African camp. Their batsman Russie van der Dussen has been speaking to the media in the last couple of days and says having a full summer of cricket could actually be a hindrance to England ahead of the series.
You know, they're away from home again now, so there'll be some physical fatigue, there'll be some mental fatigue. And on the other side, we're quite fresh. You know, we've had the guys playing IPL. We've had local guys playing one or two four-day matches. So we're really fresh mentally, physically. Everyone's looking really good. We're good to go. We're keen to start playing again. It's been unprecedented times and, you know, times that's made you realize how lucky you are to do what you do and how privileged you are. And we're quite excited to go out there and get back to what we love doing.
So some interesting comments there from South Africa batsman Russie van der Dussen. The England opener, Jason Roy, responded today to those comments. I was speaking to TalkSport 2, Scott Taylor.
Hey, Jason, you look at the openers. Ben Stokes opened in the IPL. You got Dawid, you got Johnny, you got yourself. How does that make you feel as an opener, is it good that you're always being kept on your toes, or does that bring you more pressure knowing that there's four or five other world-class players that can, in essence, take your place?
Yeah, morning, mate. I think, mate, like I said to Roger there, it's a great position to be in. I don't think there's ever an element of relaxing, no matter how much you play, no matter who's coming through the ranks, no matter what pressure you're under. You're always trying to learn and do your best at the end of the day. So whether there's one or two people pushing my place or whether there's 10 people pushing my place, those things won't change the way I approach my game. I just got to do what I got to do to perform. And if it happens, it happens. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. It's as simple as that, mate, to be honest. Mm.
No, and you look at the upcoming Big Bash as well. You're going over there. There's about 12, 13 other English players. Can you remember a time in your career, or life even, where the strength of the English cricket team, especially white ball, has been this strong before?
Yeah, well, it's a sign, isn't it, with the Big Bash, the amount of players that are going over there. The way we're going about our cricket is pretty impressive, that it's getting such a good kind of national bit of love. So, no, I can't remember. I mean, it's been 5 years, I suppose. But no, not this amount of depth. Not having a, especially, I think it's kind of proved the point during this COVID time where you've had to pick bigger squads and larger travel groups. And you see those travel groups and we're training and every single one of them could be in your final 11, without a doubt. So that's impressive.
I just want to ask you about what Rassie van der Dusen said yesterday. And he was saying that England's might be a bit tired. They've played cricket all summer. Yes, a lot of the players played in the IPL. They might be a bit tired, whereas South Africa have had no cricket. They might be a bit fresh. I know you can't speak from the whole team personally, but is that the case? How are you feeling, and how the squad feeling ahead of this series?
I see. What a funny guy. Mate, to be honest, there's a huge amount of fun going on here in the bubble. I think everyone's in great spirits. Everyone's playing golf. Everyone's training hard. Everyone's doing extra sessions, doing pool sessions. We're messing around. I mean, if there was an element of tiredness, I wouldn't have thought our bowlers would be doing lengths in the swimming pool. So I think we're in good spirits, mate. We're looking forward to it. And yeah, well, there's nothing to be tired about. We haven't started yet.
You mentioned the fast bowlers there. And just finally for me, you look at the fast bowlers in this series, you know, Jofra and Mark for you guys, Kagiso and Henrik Norkia for South Africa. As an opening batsman, how does it make you feel that you've got 90-plus miles per hour coming towards you?
Just need to know you've got to switch on, mate. I was going to leave with a few broken bones. I think it's probably the best way to put it. You just got to make sure that your training's on point and you're ready to face a bit of fire. I think with T20s, a little bit different. You can kind of adapt and change the way you play a little bit. But yeah, the extra pace is always fun to play against. We play against a lot of teams that have got some raw power and raw pace. So it'll be a good battle.
Cheers, Jason.
Cheers, Scott.
England's Jason Roy in conversation with TalkSport 2's Scott Taylor. That's all we have time for on this episode, but we'll be back with another edition of Following On tomorrow. I'll be joined by Steve Harmison and Darren Goff. Hopefully I can get a word in. Don't forget every ball of the upcoming series live on TalkSport 2. For more content like this, subscribe to Following On, available on Apple Podcasts, Acast, Spotify and the free TalkSport app. Thanks for listening.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.